This week on the GPP Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter. Leaves are not the only things changing this fall. A string of CEO succession announcements in the last few weeks culminated in what Semafor's Rohan Goswami called the boardroom version of Black Monday. It has now been a few years running that we have seen elevated CEO turnover. Data from workplace and labor expert challenger Gray and Christmas says that through the end of August, 1,504 CEOs have left their post, the highest number yet since they began tracking such data. At the same time, according to executive search firm Russell Reynolds, the average tenure of outgoing CEOs has fallen to 6.8 years in 2025, down from 7.7 years in 2024. But data doesn't tell the full story. Here are a few themes that emerged in the major CEO changes we saw in recent weeks. The four major announcements from Monday were met with varying levels of surprise by followers, but they all come from companies whose industries are in flux. Two of the world's leading miners, Barrick and Newmont, announced CEO changes on Monday, amidst a run-up in the price of gold and broad industry consolidation. Meanwhile, both GSK and CSX's changes can also be seen under the lens of industries that are being either reshuffled and realigned through consolidation and regulatory pressures. Other companies are being proactive and making succession moves when they are flying high. Such was the case with Wall Street darlings Oracle and Spotify, both of whom announced their CEO transitions as their shares are at or near all-time highs. Oracle's CEO transition announcement came less than 2 weeks after an earnings report for the ages. Speaking of Oracle and Spotify, the unexpected theme that has emerged is that CEOs are now back in fashion, and in a very interesting way. Spotify and Oracle. Daniel Ek and Safra Catz are both being replaced by co-CEOs, but they are also retaining varying levels of influence by transitioning to executive chairman and executive vice chair respectively. This rhymes with Comcast's announcement that Michael Cavanagh has been appointed co-CEO alongside Brian Roberts. We will leave the discussion of the CEO setup to our friends at Dealbook and Breaking Views, who wrote pieces examining the topic in more detail. Finally, many of the succession announcements in recent weeks have involved internal candidates, and according to Russell Reynolds, 76% of incoming CEOs in the first half of 2025 have been internally promoted. That's the landscape. Now let's turn to activism. Reuters reports that activist investors just had their busiest quarter ever, launching 61 campaigns. Jim Rossman and his Barclays team also found that settlements and activist one board seats are sharply up from last year with no signs of slowing. Meanwhile, Six Flags is under pressure. Activist land and buildings with about a 2% stake is once again pushing the theme park operator to sell or spin off its real estate, reviving an idea they floated in 2022. And finally, Reuters reports that Irenic Capital has built a stake in Workiva. They're pushing for board seats, the elimination of the dual-class structure, and even exploring a potential sale. Meanwhile, for the top M&A updates, the Financial Times says global M&A deals topped $1 trillion. In the third quarter, driven by a wave of transformational megadeals, in total, activity has reached $3.1 trillion across the first 9 months of the year. Speaking of blockbuster deals, Electronic Arts is going private in a $55 billion buyout, the largest leveraged buyout ever. The group of buyers includes PIF, Silver Lake, and Affinity Partners. In infrastructure, BlackRock's GIP is nearing a $38 billion takeover of AES, setting up what would be one of the largest utility acquisitions ever. And Berkshire Hathaway announced a $9.7 billion purchase of Occidental. Is petrochemical unit OxyChem, which would be Berkshire's biggest deal in 3 years. Moving on to corporate governance. The Wall Street Journal's editorial board applauds SEC Chair Paul Atkins's move not to block IPOs of companies that restrict shareholder lawsuits in federal court. The op-ed argues that the policy lowers litigation risk and removes what they call the plaintiff attorney veto. Vanguard's John Galloway, their global head of stewardship, highlighted new proxy voting data, pointing to increased boardroom discussions on AI risk, more disclosure, and broader engagement. On to IPO news. As a result of the government shutdown, Bloomberg reports that the SEC issued guidance that it would halt most of its agency functions as a result of The government shutdown, which threatens to delay companies currently going through the IPO process and put a pause on the recent surge in IPO activity. Meanwhile, the FT's Lex column warns that AstraZeneca's move to pursue a US listing should make London nervous. As more UK firms look stateside for higher valuations, the gap between NYSE and LSE markets is widening. From our desk to yours. This week, the GPP team celebrated our 8th anniversary at Massara, a southern Italian restaurant that channels chef Stefano Secchi's childhood in Campania. After a cocktail hour that featured the restaurant's specialty Negronis, we were treated to a selection of wines that accompanied the chef-prepared menu. While we often advise companies on difficult decisions, nothing had prepared us for the wealth of food options laid before us. So, we did what we always do, break into teams and consider every perspective. GP Pers mixed and matched dishes, sampling and sharing everything from the candele pasta to the tender steak and the sweet tortas so that no flavor was left unexplored. Finally, we toasted to a banner year that included plenty of excellent client work, an expanded team, and as always, exceptional food and wine. Here's to another 8 more. Now, let's round out with People Moves, which was full of activity this week. Spotify CEO and co-founder Daniel Ek announced he will transition to executive chairman and will be succeeded by new co-CEOs Alex Norström and Gustav Soderstrom. Comcast announced that Michael Cavanagh will serve as co-CEO alongside Brian Roberts as the company prepares its spin-off of NBC Universal's cable networks. GSK revealed that Chief Operating Officer Luke Miels would take over as CEO from Emma Walmsley, effective January 1st. Steve Angel was appointed President and CEO of CSX Corp., effective immediately. Barrick Mining announced that its CEO Mark Bristow would step down with company veteran Mark Hill appointed interim CEO. And at Newmont CEO, Tom Palmer will retire at the end of the year and will be succeeded by Natasha Viljoen. Finally, here are some dates for your calendar. October 9th, the 25th anniversary of the John L. Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. October 21st, the 13D Monitor Active Passive Investor Summit in New York. October 28th, Knight Bake Hot 50th Anniversary Celebration, also in New York. That wraps it up from the GPP team. Have a great weekend.